filing.
David Sell Motors.
Hey, is David there?
Let me page him and see if he's still here. Hang on.
Okay, thanks.
Choose a great buy, and we have it. Warehouse pricing makes it possible. Driving
for Jeffrey Hunter, he had a UCC filing.
Really makes sense. Ask anyone you know who is
buying himself, and they'll I'm not sure. Generally, we don't. So you don't have to worry about looking it up. It's a prop.
Your friend in the car business. Check us out at davidselfmotors.com.
The 399 is not making a penny. Hello.
Hey, David. It's Straw from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that you were still alive.
What do you mean by that?
I just hadn't heard from you forever. I'm going to put you on hold and go to another office. You mind holding 1 second, please?
Sure.
On-warranty service on all makes and models, oil changes, state inspections, and a whole lot more. Please hold. You've reached the right place for low warehouse pricing. David Self Motors in Winnie. You can check the most recent warehouse inventory at davidselfmotors.com. Then head out to the warehouse in Winnie. We're on Highway 124 at Highway 73 in Winnie. Not too far from wherever you are. Please continue to hold. We're happy to take your call and help you find the bargain you're looking for. At David Self Motors in Winnie, we have lots of quality used vehicles, all makes and models, and a financing plan to fit your budget. Come to David Self Motors for warehouse pricing. Please continue to hold. Thanks for holding. Do you know what time it is? It's time to trade. You want a reliable, dependable, quality vehicle, and you can certainly use a great buy, and we have it. Warehouse pricing makes it possible. Driving is believing, and you'll see that the economics really make sense. Ask anyone you know who has bought from David Self, and they'll tell you that the economics really make sense. Come see us and save.
How have you been?
I'm good. How have you been?
Oh, just busy.
Yeah?
I'm sick of the election. I'm so depressed. I hate them both, so.
Yeah.
Just, oh, my God.
That's crazy. I don't know. Everything's
crazy. Come in there. How old are you? Are you like 30, under?
I'm under 30. I'm 27.
Okay, you're just a pup. So you're same age as my youngest daughter.
Oh, wow.
She's going on and on and on and on and on and on. I went, Laura, it's just the way it is. She said, this is ridiculous. I said, no, you just decided she's getting married next March. I said, you just decided to grow up. It's always been ridiculous. Just hadn't been insane. This is insane. This is not ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Control, you know, everybody gets spooky and scared and blah, 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 and I'm going, oh, my God. So, never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and it's affecting our business, too, because no one wants to pull a trigger on anything because of it.
Well, I'm going to be just opposite. I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. I opened up my third location.
Yeah, how did that go?
Beaumont, Texas, about 4 months ago. Doing fine. Parts service, we got in the rental business, tractor business. We're going to look at some working capital pretty hard and heavy.
Okay. How much are you looking for now?
Not much. 100, 100 and a half.
Okay.
I forget what we did last time. It's been so long since you and I were doing something, but we can't.
Yeah, last time we spoke, you agreed that you were looking for some working capital. I sent over the application, and you're going to have, I think it was Pat or Patty in your office that was going to send over everything. She didn't send anything over, so then I haven't been able to get a hold of you at all. Tried our location for a few times.
Every once in a while, man's got to take a little vacation now. You know that, don't you?
Yeah. So 100, 150, what are you looking to do with it?
Working capital.
So buying inventory or paying some things off or construction?
I spent some money redoing a building I've got a 5-year lease on. Like I said, I've already been in this thing about 4 months. We bought some equipment, kind of see what needs to be. Got in the rental business. Anyway, that's what it's for.
Okay. So a lot of outs right now.
Yeah, but anyway, I can't, I don't know the term. I don't even know the term and stuff we were talking about last time. Please refresh my memory. I've slept since then.
Sure, no problem. So for working capital, have you done a working capital before? Are you familiar on how the program kind of works?
Absolutely not. And if I was, I'd make you tell me again, okay?
Okay.
Everybody's a little different.
Yeah, so how it works is we can generally free about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as the capital. So to give you an example, do you know what your gross annual sales were like last year?
Somewhere around $9 million.
$9 million, okay. So, I mean, we can free about $900K if you needed that much. So the $100, $150 shouldn't be a problem. Okay, and then how it works is we deposit the money directly into your business checking account.
Uh-huh.
And then from there, we do automatic payment. And there's three payment options available depending on what you qualify for, and you can choose. We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments. Okay? And then you
I like monthly for a lot of reasons. This business mm-hmm. is, as you well know, and we talk so long, I feel like I know you personally, but this thing, mm-hmm. you'll sell 10, 20, 25 tractors, mm-hmm. you know, in 2 weeks, then all of a sudden it goes very cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
It goes hot and cold, which is why I kind of got in the rental business
mm-hmm.
to make it a little more steady type thing. Daily is probably mm-hmm. the smartest thing, but we'd want a monthly thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want all what will qualify. Does that
yeah.
make sense?
We
want to go in and say, okay, what we need, we say, all right, and I'll put it to a pencil, but we probably need $100,000. We don't need anything more.
Okay.
But we like the option. If it really got to growing and we saw some good deals, we'd come back in and say, we'd like to buy mm-hmm. this for that. We do have our spring orders that we do
mm-hmm.
probably in March to buy all of our, you know, cutters and things like that. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's what it needs to be.
Okay.
But
sure.
If you can resend, you have all the information, I would hope, and file. If you can, I'm going to be in the office all day tomorrow.
Okay.
My controller's back, so we can kind of look at this a little bit. But it's, I don't say I'm wishy-washy. We just really try to make sure it's a thing we need to do.
You know, of course.
You really don't need, if you don't need it, you just don't need to borrow it, you know?
Right, exactly. But it's good to know your options, you know, in the future. If you have to make a large order, you know how much is.
Well,
you know,
but I want to go into it and tell you that that's probably going to happen sometimes in spring, you know,
mm-hmm.
if we have to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we bought all of our equipment this year, and I said, man, I wouldn't make smart. Okay. I should have done this other deal, you know. And right now, I don't tell everybody, as soon as the election's over, win, lose, or draw, which is, what, last 18 days or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. The sun's going to come up, and it's going to rain once in a while in southeast Texas. That's just a fact.
Mm.
So the politicians.
Yeah, nothing's gonna really change too much.
Oh my God, I hate these people. Oh. I'm too old to do that. It's just embarrassing to me. Just flat embarrassing. The candidates we have. I'm going really.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna vote for one of them. I promise you. But I'm gonna hold my nose on either one of them. Go. Oh my God.
Yeah. Not too many things to choose from.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
Actually,
don't have your email anymore. What's your email?
David Self.
Okay.
DavidSelfMotors.com.
Motors with the S?
Yes.
So DavidSelf at DavidSelfMotors.com?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
It's 342 here. What is, y'all are 142 out there?
Yep, 142.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll send it to me today or tomorrow, then I will get you everything that you need.
Okay.
We'll get it back to you tomorrow. The time difference, so that'll be really good on that particular thing. And do you have Roxanne's email also?
No, I don't. What is hers?
I gotta look it up.
Is she your controller?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is Roxanne, all one word, Roxanne Chandler at DavidSelfMotors.com.
Okay.
Roxanne Chandler.
So Roxanne, right? Chandler.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes. DavidSelfMotors.com. So if you send it to me and send it to there, tell me what you need, what you want.
Sure. Sounds good.
You know, we had financials through June, I think, or July. I mean, we're
okay.
We're kind of
all we'll need is just the application itself and April to September's business bank statement and most recent tax return. I know you have a few locations. Do you guys share the same?
Everything goes through one account.
Everything is one account. Okay. And then also on the tax return, it's the same tax ID and everything for every location.
The same IDs. You know, even though we have different locations, but I mean, Mahindra is the name of it, type thing.
Okay.
And she'll send you what bank statement she has.
Mm-hmm.
anyway, she'll do whatever she needs to do one way or another.
Sure. And then do you have any timeline on when you need the capital? You have any deadlines you're trying to meet?
It's not deadlines, but I like to do it within a week. I mean, set, ready, let's go.
Okay.
We'd love to have $100,000 to kind of hit the ground and run. We'd like the option to, in the spring when we need to buy some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, of course, you would re-verify and make sure we're not crooks by that time I get it. But I mean, we just kind of want halfway. We've been in business a long time, and I believe we did $9 million last year.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty consistent on that.
Anyway,
it is what it is. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds
and
good.
I don't even have all the stuff that we had on that type of thing. So anyway, she'll get it to you in a day or two.
Okay.
I'll ask her to do it sometime tomorrow and then see what you can do on it. But $100,000 monthly would be great.
Okay.
And that's exactly what we're doing with it, is put it in Beaumont, Texas, which is going to be our biggest store, and get through what we need to do on this. So let's see what we can do.
Sure.
And,
sounds good to me. Cool. So I'll send it over to you and Roxanne right now, and then we'll touch base.
In the morning, we'll get together 6:30, 7 o'clock our time.
Okay.
And then we'll go over to morning. I said, okay, let's get it done. Of course, you won't do anything. And you know, a lot of times, you know, we don't like to borrow a lot of money sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just say, hang on, let's, you know, we stretch it out and go, do we need to do it? We sure we need to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I finally went, hey, this thing's not going to grow unless we get it capped right. I mean, this is the way it is.
Yeah.
Election or no election. And when it gets over with, we'll live with whoever and hold our nose either way and then go on about our business. So.
Yep.
That's what I think anyway. So.
I think so too.
Everything good out there with you?
Yeah, everything's good. We're in California, so, you know, everyone's really strong. Hillary over here, but, I mean, either one of the two are not that. I don't like either one of the two, but that's what it is in California, though.
Yeah, but she'll probably carry California. It's a question about Florida, but she won't carry Texas just because that's where we are. But we went through, you're too young to go through the bill days, so we didn't.
Oh, I remember. I was like a couple years old, but, you know.
But, you know, some of the policies and stuff they did, and I'm 63, a very, very young 63, by the way. But, you know, we remember all that. So my big concern is just we need to shore up and be sure we get the Senate that we at least control and see what planet she's from. Both of the candidates, and I'll shut up after this, are too old to run for president. Both of them. You do not need to go into the president of the United States being that old. It's a very stressful job.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know, and there were 292 million, and they come from Arkansas, and you're thinking, how did you get that cotton-picking rich just being politicians? I mean, if you think about it, how is that possible?
Yeah.
Well, you're a better math fish than me. Math doesn't work. You're saying there's no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, if you look at it, just Obama, too, like, he's aged so much in the last 8 years.
Okay.
It's a really stressful job. It's crazy.
And I'm not an Obama fan at all. I think he needs a little more maturity about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and his true self comes out once in a while. I think he made some bad decisions. But I think, bless his heart, you know, he is our guy.
Yeah.
But he has aged, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was him, I'd be running from that office. Are you kidding me? I'd party with everybody and say, I am out. I would.
Almost. He's almost there. Two more months.
I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for doing that, and you and I will talk tomorrow and try to get everything that you need, and then hopefully we can wrap this up and kind of go from there.
All right. Sounds good. I'll send it right now. We'll talk tomorrow.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.